Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today's inspiration comes to you from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Angels. This new collection of stories is filled with amazing coincidences, divine intervention, and all kinds of surprising spiritual events. And you just can't explain away some of these things that happen in these stories, including our first story today from Joshua Mark. So Joshua tells us that his wife Betsy was always a Bruce Springsteen fan. In fact, they both loved The Boss, and they saw him in concert 4 times. Betsy and Joshua had been married for 31 years when she died of liver cancer in 2018. And Joshua says this, "I woke up the morning after she died feeling as though I'd died myself. Our 23-year-old daughter Emily had come home, but the house still felt enormously empty. That day dragged on slowly as I cleaned the house and tried to start planning the funeral service. Emily was a huge help, and family members came by, but I still felt completely alone. I could not see how I would ever feel any differently." So Betsy had always been the one who would make Joshua feel better when life knocked him down, but now she was gone. But he got through the day, and after dinner, when he was washing dishes, he put on some music, choosing a CD that Betsy had made years earlier with some of their favorite music from their years together. Joshua paused the CD while he let the dog out, and then when he pushed play upon his return, something weird happened. The stereo played Bruce Springsteen's song, Backstreets, which wasn't on the CD, and that was followed by Born to Run, which was also not on the CD. Springsteen's song after Springsteen's song followed, and Joshua was freaking out. He went in and told his daughter that somehow her mother was playing the stereo. Betsy's 4 favorite Springsteen songs played all in a row, and then the machine stopped playing anything. Joshua took out the CD and tried another CD to test the stereo, and it acted normal. Then he put back in the CD that Betsy had made, and it played the songs it was supposed to play, without those extra Springsteen songs. Joshua says this, "I can't explain how those Springsteen songs played that night out of nowhere, but I know how they made me feel. I wasn't alone anymore. I knew I wouldn't be waking up the next morning to make her breakfast, and we wouldn't hold hands as we walked the dogs or finish each other's sentences as we watched TV anymore. But I felt her presence in the room that night, and I knew that even if I couldn't see her the next morning, she hadn't left me." Patricia Ann Rossi shares another tale with us that will blow you away. She and her sister were mourning their mother, an accomplished artist, and had decided to take an art appreciation workshop at a local museum in honor of their mother. Before the class started, they wandered through the museum and Patricia noticed a painting that looked an awful lot like their mother's work. It made Patricia's heart ache. She wanted to hear her mother's voice again, and she prayed for some kind of sign that her mother was okay. When the workshop started, Patricia found herself ignoring the instructor and instead found herself staring at an older woman who sat directly across from her and her sister. She had the same build and facial features and hair as their mother. Patricia and her sister whispered together and agreed that this woman bore a striking resemblance to their mother. After the workshop, Patricia and her sister decided to explore the well-manicured museum grounds. They discovered a bench directly under a dogwood tree in full bloom, and Patricia thought about how much their mother had loved dogwoods, especially the pink ones, which that one was. Before she could mention that to her sister, they heard a voice say, "Hello, girls." It was the woman who looked like their mother. Patricia's sister responded, "Good morning. Are you enjoying the workshop?" And the woman smiled and said, "Oh, I most certainly am. It is wonderful." Her voice was as melodic as their mother's. And then she continued, "By the way, girls, my name is Eileen Patricia. What do you girls think of the class?" Well, Patricia's heart was pounding now. Her sister's name was Eileen, and this woman, who looked and sounded like their mother, had just said her name was Eileen Patricia, their two names combined. That was the sign Patricia had been praying for. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Angels, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there. You could check out the front and back covers. You could read more about it. And you will find this book on sale at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, and wherever else books are sold. If you want to read stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story in your email inbox every day, including stories from this new book. Just head to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the newsletter sign up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. And please come back for our next episode to meet Laura Robinson, a Chicken Soup for the Soul co-author, noted game designer, actress, singer, and television producer. We're going to cover a lot of ground with Laura and also play one of her amazing new songs. And I think you'll find the whole episode quite fascinating.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.